Welcome to the James River Church Podcast. You're about to hear another inspirational message from Pastor John Lindell, lead pastor at James River Church. It's our prayer that this message is an encouragement and blessing to your life.
I'm not going to take very long to talk, but I want to bring up Exodus chapter 33 and verse 9. Moses went into the tent. The pillar of cloud would come down and stay at the entrance while the Lord spoke with Moses. So prior to this, it says people would watch when Moses would go into the tent of meeting, which was a place, it was a tent that he had set up outside the camp. And so it was about a half mile outside the camp, and he would go out every day. And when he would go there, the presence of the Lord would come down, the pillar of cloud would come down and would be there at the tent. So it was obvious that the presence of the Lord was there. It's very important for you and I to take time to be in the presence of the Lord. Moses, when he goes to this tent of meeting, he's going outside the camp. Essentially, what he's saying is, I've got to set aside the pressures of leading the people, the pressures of my daily responsibility. I've got to get away. I've got to get alone where I can hear from God. When you and I do that, God is going to come down and meet with you. You're going to experience his presence in a unique way. I'm all for praying at all times and pray everywhere, pray on all occasions. The Bible tells us pray without ceasing, the Bible says. But there has to be a time when you and I are alone with God, free of the distractions that this life brings with it. Praise God for worshiping in your car on your way to work, but we all know how that goes. You're in the spirit one minute, somebody cuts you off, and now you're completely out of the mood because of the things you said or the things you did. You're like, I'm not letting them get in front of me, and you speed up and all the things people do, but you've got to be alone with God. You've got to have time with the Lord. Some of you need to hear the voice of God, and the fact of the matter is, you're not going to hear his voice unless you're spending time alone in his presence. The pillar would come down, stay at the entrance while the Lord spoke to Moses. Come into your time with the Lord, expecting the Lord to speak to you. He'll speak in a variety of ways, but expect that he's going to speak. And maybe it might not be in that moment, but as you go through the day, if you're sensitive, you'll hear the voice of the Lord because he's a God who delights in speaking to you. He may speak to you through somebody else. He may speak to you through a conversation. He may speak to you by giving you certain thoughts on the situation. And yes, maybe you might have to pray more than a day for that to happen. But the fact of the matter is, when you get alone with God, you're going to hear from God. And whenever the people saw the pillar of cloud standing at the entrance to the tent, they all stood and worshiped, each at the entrance to his tent. What I want you to notice as well is there is this cloud, there is this presence of the Lord. It is what theologians call the Shekinah. It's that word is not in the Bible, but that word Shekinah means he caused to dwell. It's the presence of God coming into a situation that people might recognize tangibly his presence there. The great revivals of history have recognized that there are moments when God's presence fills a place. There's moments when the Shekinah is there, when God is there uniquely. And the issue will always be, what do God's people do when God draws close? Because when he draws close to reveal himself. He draws close to speak. He draws close that people might hear his voice, that they might see his presence, that they might set aside the normal things of life and just be in his presence in a different kind of way. That's what I love about the Wednesday night prayer meeting. We're drawing close to God, and I'm simply suggesting to you that increasingly we're going to see God draw close to us. What happens is in a prayer meeting or a church that prays, or I would say even a church that believes God for big things, there's an accumulating weight of grace that builds over time. That eventually the prayer, it's like a reservoir. A reservoir is created by a river that's dammed up. And what happens is as the water is gathered, there's a weight, there's a force that is accumulated against that dam that can drive a turbine that will light up a city. That can go over the top. And eventually, when the grace of God accumulates, it begins to breach the dam. You begin to see things happen that wouldn't normally happen. This is the story of James River. And right now, when we're in this season where God is working in an extraordinary way, what's going to happen is if you will allow it, if you will let God be God in your life, if you will just simply say, God, I want more of you. That's all you have to do. You don't have to work yourself up into anything. Just say, God, I want to draw close to you. God, I want to see you. God, I want to know you. God, I want to be filled with the power of the Holy Spirit. And if you'll ask God to do that, he will do that, and you will see him in ways you've never seen him before. I believe that's the destiny of the church. I believe that's the destiny of everybody in this room. I believe that's the heart of God for you, to know him in a way you've never known him before, and to see him as you've never seen him before, and to hear him as you've never heard him before, and to experience his power. Right now, we're in a very unique season. And I know there have been a few bumps along the way, but I am undeterred in terms of what God is going to do in you, through you, in this place, and to touch not only you, but to touch the world through you. And so I just say, draw close. Just draw close. You know what's interesting to me? Moses has this encounter, and as he has this encounter, watch what happens in verse 18. Then Moses said, now show me your glory. The verse that we're going to show you is the Lord would speak to Moses face to face as a man speaks with his friend. So you'd think that Moses would say, well, I've seen it all. I've heard it all. I mean, how could it get any better than God speaking to you face to face? And yet, here's the truth. No matter what we've experienced in the Lord, there's more. And Moses knows this about the Lord. Moses, the glory of God comes down visibly. Moses talks to God face to face as a man talks with his friend. Moses has such constant interaction with God that his face literally radiates the glory of God. That same Moses now is saying, show me your glory. What does that tell us? That God has more for us, that God wants to reveal. The God who revealed himself to Moses in a spectacular way didn't say, what do you mean? You talk to me face to face. You see the pillar of fire by night and the cloud by day, and it's right over your tent. Your face glows with the glory of God. What's the matter with you? I've shown you my glory. But God doesn't say that. God says, oh, you want to see more of my glory? Okay, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I am going to have you stand in this certain place. He tells Moses where to stand. He says, I'm going to cover you with my hand, and I'm going to pass by. You're not going to be able to see my face because that would kill you. But I'm going to pass by, and then I'm going to take my hand off, and you're going to see the afterglow of my glory. You're going to see something about me you've never seen before. I almost sense in God's response an excitement on the part of God that somebody actually wants to see more of him. I think God is honored when his people say, we want more. I don't want to go to a church that doesn't want more. I don't want to be a part of a church that doesn't want more. I want to be in a place where people are hungry, where people are saying, God, I want more of you than I've ever had before. I want to see your glory like I've never seen it before. Show us your glory. And tonight I say as a church, let's say, God, show us your glory. And you know what? God will say, I love that. I'm going to do it, right? Right?